Yo, welcome to CDM's podcast. We're cutting out the midday, because it's not really midday. We're going to post it whenever we want, every Thursday.
That's right.
And Derek Gaines. Chris is not here. He couldn't make it to New York. Right now, we're in Washington Square Park at night with a bunch of fucking rats. There is not a single squirrel in this park. They have been chased away by the rats. This is all-size rats.
All-size rats.
Families like the rats. Have really just like... Going, you throw a piece of bread on the ground, a rat come through and just scoop it up like he is squirrel. Like, you don't belong here. Look at this rat. Look at this rat.
Like, they stopping like they supposed to be.
Like, yo, you're a rat. Dude, we're living in the sewer. Do a rat shit. There's a rat rustling in the fucking leaves. Right? Rats don't rustle. Rats don't fucking. Look at that. That's squirrel and deer shit. Squirrels and other small rodents. They fucking rustle. You're not supposed to be. And this scenery, you're supposed to be in a sewer.
Rats come above ground thinking that they cool with nature. You're going to see rats climbing trees soon, people.
You
and
will.
When I see that shit, it's a rat.
Fucking rats.
Right there. Fat as fuck.
Look at this. These rats are getting healthy. Somebody's feeding them.
Yeah.
Somebody's fucking feeding these rats. What you want to talk about?
How these rats are creeping me the fuck out. I'm sorry. No.
Yo, you told me about... This Michael Vick thing.
Let's just get it out the way that my man is getting $100 million. He's just signed $100 million contract for the Eagles, and I just hope he don't fuck up. That's first. But man,
regardless if he fuck up, he's still getting paid.
Yeah.
As long as he don't get injured.
Don't get injured and don't have no dogs. You got a second chance, and it's a big second chance. But the thing that kills me, I was in ESPN magazine. They had a picture and it said, "What if Michael Vick were white?" And they had a white Michael Vick. This threw me off because the racial tension behind that is so great. It's almost beautiful.
They got him in white face. Look at this picture.
They got a white face.
A white face Michael Vick. That is. It don't even matter. That's racist as shit. They put him in white face.
White face.
He looks exactly the same. He looks exactly the same. Yo, that is fucked
up.
It's
insane. Like, all I'm saying is, like, because this, when I look at this face, he wouldn't have went to jail for killing no dogs. He wouldn't. He would have had probation, maybe a smack on the hand, like when Ben Roethlisberger raped that chick. He didn't go to jail. No. Put no bars in his life. This right here is the symbol of why America is fucked up. That's exactly what it is.
Now, is the argument, if he was white, would he have gotten in trouble for the dogs?
Yeah, if he was white, would he got in trouble for the dogs? If he was white, would his contract be that large? Something else. It was just controversy. It's just like, they do
you know, whatever, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm just speaking out of ignorance right here. But just thinking about it, if he was white, yeah, it should be different. He probably wouldn't have went to jail for the dog shit. That's one thing. Will he got that money? Probably not. But he black. And most black athletes are better and they're important to the football league or any sport. Any sport where there's a black person. Black people make you want to watch the sport. If it was just a team full of white dudes, you kind of just be like, all right, that's enough.
Like when basketball is all white on all them tutorials, ain't nobody.
Yeah, nobody really watched it. Like, so do he deserve the money for all y'all put him through? Yeah. Because that $100 million isn't just to play football. It's the fucking deal with the scrutiny he had to go through and just his name being dragged through the mud and everything over a dog. Over a dog. Did he drown the dog or did his friend drown the dog?
I think he drowned the dog.
You think he drowned the dog? I don't know.
I heard he electrocuted dogs, drowned them.
Who was snitching? Who the fuck is snitching?
I don't know. That's a good point. Because, hey, man, he got real sinister, but I don't know. I didn't see it with my own two eyes. So, I don't know.
Like, but seriously, yeah, he deserved the money.
Both,
if he was white, shit would be different. That's obvious.
But
who's the highest
that
who?
That is Michael Vick. That is so white face.
You think that was winning both? They did a good job. Whoever did this Photoshop of Mike Vick, they did a great job. They got the nose. Fucking gave him a white person's nose.
Lips.
He just looked like a creepy ass white dude.
Yeah.
That's all he looks like. But does he deserve the $100 million? Yeah. Him being white does affect. I mean, him being black really does affect it. And just in summation, it's because he's black that he's getting paid that much.
Mm-hmm.
If he was white, he wouldn't be getting paid that much. Who's the highest paid white football player right now?
I can't tell you.
You couldn't do that. I don't even know. This is something we need to and have people call in.
I need to get in my sports mode. We need to get comics that are more into sports.
We need Pat Barker. Pat Barker would be great.
Akash Singh, Toure Gordon. What's the name? Mad Dog Matter. God. He's into sports. Something stupid. Liam Whalen. He's into basketball like crazy. Like, he just... But yeah, all I'm saying is I think the more we fight off racism, we say that, you know, we're progressive minds in 2011, the crazier it's getting. I don't care. Like, it's just, racism is what drives America. It's what it is.
Yeah. You got, like, you have to, not, like, everybody's like, oh, we got to get over this racism thing. You never get over racism. Racism is something, one, it's something that's taught, but parents don't really understand. It's not outwardly taught. Like, it's not, like, in some instances, so a lot of parents aren't going, oh, I hate blacks, blah, blah, blah. But it's about a kid to pick up off the energy that you put out. If you have a kid and you feel different towards somebody, your kid, if he's around you, or when you're around that person, he feels that. So then he develops that behavior you did. So if you have that type of attitude towards black, if you get uncomfortable around black, your kid's going to do. Your kids are automatically going to get uncomfortable around black. It's unconscious. It's something that we put off. Mm-hmm. Why is this car coming through here?
It's not. That's the one time. That's the Jake. They get to do that.
Okay, cool. But
let me just back up.
Because I was even now, it was like, I used to walk dogs. You know, I used to walk dogs.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's what my little side hustle was. I don't do that shit no more. Because I couldn't deal with it anymore. But when I used to walk dogs, I used to hear the dumbest thing ever. One of the dog owners, he told me. He was like, I don't know what it is, but he don't like blacks. He don't like black people.
The dog? And,
yeah, the dog. I'm like, how the fuck? Yeah. How does a dog not like black people? Like, no, you don't like black people. Yeah. And your dog picked up on that shit. Like, and it was true. The dog just kept looking at me like, yo, you know you're not supposed to be walking me right now.
Hilarious.
If this was a different era.
He was turning his face.
He kept turning his face, looking back at me. And he'll stop for a little while. And he just had, it was a black lab with white guilt. That's what it was.
Hilarious.
But don't ever come out your face and be like, I don't know what it is, but he don't like black. He don't like black people.
Black people.
You don't like black people. And your dog knows it. Your dog is just trying to fucking just.
He's trying to, basically, what the dog is like back in the 50s. Like, the husband might not like black people, but the wife will try to kind of be nice. Like, that's the dog's trying to be nice, basically. Like, I know I ain't supposed to be this.
Yeah, the dog's like, you know you're not supposed to be out here walking me right now, but you know what? I ain't really going to say anything.
Because I think you're, you know.
Fucking.
You're kind. It's very kind.
Yeah. I've been reading. I know you don't like method actors or method comedians. But I like to know a little bit of what I'm talking about. And I've been reading up on just like women shit. Like one of my roommates, she bought a woman's magazine.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to find it online as we speak right now. And it has this thing called 10 simple rules to have a healthy relationship. Okay. And one of those rules didn't make sense. I got to find it online. One of those rules, number 7, they said never win an Oscar. They said, as a woman, never win an Oscar.
Hilarious.
And I was like, well, I'm glad to see women are putting themselves up there like that. But first of all, you got to get nominated to win an Oscar.
Yeah.
You got to do something to merit an Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be a regular bitch sitting at home and then you just get to win an Oscar. I like to thank everybody who don't know me who made this possible.
That's woman shit. Like, that don't even make any sense.
First, let's talk about you getting promoted to employee of the month at your job before you think about an Oscar.
How about this? Be in a movie.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
Sex and Love. I'm clicking on it now. Yo, fucking Zoe Saldana is the shit. Everybody, look at this. And all my friends,
I
don't give a shit.
Colombiana was the shit, though. Colombiana went
in. Have you seen it?
Yes. Yeah,
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
But she's mad skinny, but she's bad. That's a bad bitch right there, dude.
Look at this. All my friends, I forgot what movie it was that I seen her in, but before she got popular, all my friends were like, yeah, she too skinny and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, she is bad. She definitely can get it.
That's her right there.
Yeah, hell yeah. Look at her. Fucking sexy. Y'all need to go to womenshealthmag.com and then find this shit. Find out what she looks like so you can jerk off. Right here. 10 secrets of super happy couples. Let's see what these are, because we're going to dissect them for women. Because I don't believe women need to keep reading magazines to find out how to keep a happy man. Just don't talk so much.
Men's health is just how to work on your six pack.
Yeah, they go. Men's health. They're like, they make chicks seem so.
How you do crunches.
Men's magazines make women seem so superficial.
Yeah.
It's just like, you want to attract women? Get your abs together.
That's it.
Fucking 42.
A bunch of actors with abs.
42 pages of you needing to get your abs together. And they tap into the woman's psyche in a women's health magazine. They tell this bitch she ain't shit and that she is the world at the same time.
Yeah.
You want to know how to...
You have to eat mangoes on Tuesdays. They give you meal plans for bullshit.
Try our new diet. What's the name?
They don't even give meal plans for your physical. Like, they give you meal plans for your mind. Like, women's health is just strange, cuz. Because men's health is how to do pull-ups.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what you call men's health. Men's health, a.k.a. how to do pull-ups and maybe drive a truck. And
yeah,
that's it.
Like, I looked through a couple of men's health magazines, and all it was just like, you can do it. It's page after page of encouragement.
Yeah.
It's something you can be like him. You want these abs? You want this watch?
That's exactly what you got to do.
Then you flip through women's pages like, Zoe Saldana. Next page, you'll never look like her. Want to know how I keep a man? Next page, you can't. That's what it is. Look at this.
10 secrets. Limit
the one is called limit the chick flicks. That's what it's called. It says limit the chick flicks. If Jennifer Aniston and Ashton Kutcher regularly appeared in your living room, your union could be in the danger zone. Romantic comedies can set up unreasonable expectations, which may lead to unnecessary suffering.
Porn does that too.
Yeah. It's just like, I can agree with them.
Yeah.
Don't be too girly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I love a girly girl, but I sometimes can turn it on and it's like, nigga, you need it. I need it because sometimes I've been a bitch. I need a woman to be like, yo, nigga, like, both of us can't be a bitch right now. Somebody going to have to man up. And it's that time of the month, so you got to man up. Yeah. That shit. But I agree with it. Right here, they're not really fucking with the woman. I don't know why the caption right now, there's a happy white couple in their bra and panties. Well, he's not wearing a bra.
And he's playing a guitar.
That's some real white shit.
That's
right
white
there.
Shit. Because black people are just sitting around in their drawers playing the guitar.
What demographic are they trying to reach to anyway?
Unless they live in Brooklyn.
Hipsters?
Hipster Brooklyn, like Williamsburg. Weirdos.
I don't know what demographic they're trying to tap into right now. They kind of made a valid point right there. Limit the chick flicks. All my girl do is she don't really watch chick flicks, but she watch a lot of boring shit. Like, Away We Go. I would never meet, I forgot the dude that's in there. But.
What's his name? John.
John Rosinski.
Something like the dude from The Office, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, John. The movie was horrible. But I'm still a huge fan of yours. You're funny. And this one, you want to get this one? It says, be the beauty to his beast.
Oh, God, let me read this BS.
Be the beauty to his beast.
Coupling up with the average Joe with a beer belly may be the key to a long-term love. According to the study in a journal of family psychology, when men were married to more attractive women, they seemed more likely to step up to the plate, says study author Benjamin R. Carney, PhD, a professor of psychology at the University of California in Los Angeles. But when husbands were better looking, they didn't seem to engage in helping their wives achieve their goals. Size matters too. When women have a lower BMI than their guy, both partners tended to be more satisfied, according to other research. Real secrets to success.
Because they don't need to. When the fuck do they ever write anything new?
Nah.
In these women? That's the thing. Keep regurgitating the same bullshit.
And then they ask a question. Real secrets to success. It says support.
They didn't need, let me tell you this, you didn't need a magazine to tell you to be hotter than your fucking boyfriend.
Yeah.
You have to. That's a given. I'm not that bad, but I can't date a girl that looks worse than me because it ain't going to work.
Have you ever seen a guy that looks better than his woman the woman trails behind him. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Like, he just walks with a different kind of confidence. Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, this is my... He got her on a leash. He's just walking her. He's like, this is Tasha. Stop.
Tasha.
Hey. He got a curb. Hey. Stop digging through that fucking trash.
They don't,
women, y'all don't need this. Y'all don't need to be reading this magazine. This is why we're reading it for you now, to figure out what the fuck they're teaching y'all.
Yeah, and you apply that to your life. It's the application of this shit that messes me up.
Control the boozing.
Yeah, read
any that. Relationship will be shaken and stirred by too much alcohol. I don't even gotta read because that is true to me.
That's true.
Like,
nigga, watch Radio Flyer. Remember that? Remember Radio Flyer when the two kids and the dude was, his dad drank heavy beer and killed the German Shepherd, so he had to get out of there. So he put a wagon and made it to a plane. It was a Tom Hanks flick. It was pretty funny.
Never even heard of it. Tom Hanks got all sorts of fucking movies out there. But they didn't even need that. Like, I'm not saying women shouldn't drink, but women shouldn't drink like men. I be seeing fucking going to the bar and seeing women double fisting. It's just never attractive to see a woman double fisting fucking shitty beer, PBR. Like, you ain't even drinking anything that's good for you.
And you know what
else? They're trying to help you all out.
Let me explain what else is not attractive. You ever seen girls eat with both hands? That shit.
A burger?
Gross.
For both hands?
No. No. Like a burger and then fries, but they like.
Oh, yeah. But who does that? I can't. I gotta eat all my fries. My girl, she eats. It's kind of, I got used to it. She eats one. She will stay on one thing until it's gone, then move on to the next. I don't know what time it is. Control the boozing. Yeah, they're trying to help y'all out, women, especially alcohol company, low-calorie beer. And I don't know why they use men in that commercial, because men don't give a fuck about how many calories in the beer. They're trying to get drunk to the point where they can have enough confidence to go home with the ugliest chick. So don't advertise to men about low-calorie beer, because they don't give... Advertise to the women. That's who really want to...
I thought only beer mattered because it was cold. That's what I, you know.
I can't. Beer is a real acquired taste. Like, I can't stand the taste of beer.
I don't drink
like
beer.
It kind of smells like pee. So yeah. So your taste buds and your sense of smell are connected. So I can say it tastes like piss because I know what piss smells like.
Gotcha.
But stop advertising to men for no calorie beer. I never stood in a bar and hear a dude order. I was like, yeah, can I get the Corona? How many calories in it? You know why? Because he'll get called all sorts of names and he won't get no pussy. Just drink it. The women, they got everything.
They try to promote that low-cal beer.
They got skinny girl martinis. You heard of this?
No.
The girl from The View, the lady from The View, she came up with it. I forgot her name, but it don't matter if I plug her or not because she won't listen to this.
You're doing Rachel Ray?
No, not Rachel Ray. She's not. Why would you think Rachel Ray on The View?
Oh, wait. The View. Wait.
The View.
I don't be watching.
Whoopi Goldberg and a couple
Joy
other
Behar,
waitresses.
Joy.
Yeah, I think her.
Joy Behar. But Joy Behar ain't even skinny.
Yeah, I think she got. Oh, not her. Somebody got Skinny Girls Martini. And it's a.
Barbara Walters. Is Barbara Walters on The View?
Look at this. I'm not going to embarrass myself anymore. I'm just saying, I don't know who the fuck is on The View, but Whoopi Goldberg and Sherry Shepherd.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, Sherry Shepherd.
What I want
is it used to be the huge titty bitch on the Jamie Foxx show. What happened to that?
I don't know. She still got huge titties.
I liked her missile tits. They was great. Anyway.
Yeah, she still has big titties. I've seen her at Stand Up New York.
Bigger.
Them titties were still. She lost weight. I didn't know when you lose weight, your titties
too.
Titties
is fat. So, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought if you're not working out your chest, then you're cool.
Yeah,
but girls do work off their titties. But
and that shit sucks.
Fucking moving on. We're gonna attack the men's magazine too. I wanna see what the men's magazine has to fucking say. Let's see what this is. Hold a grudge.
As long as he doesn't?
That don't make sense. Provide that your parents is able to bounce back from spats, you'll experience greater satisfaction. Even if you tend to stay P-O-D, according to the recent research. Stop using, who does research? Who does research? Who the fuck does research? You know what? We need to figure out what keeps couples together. This is, well, fuck this. We're not even going to read it anymore. I'm going to tell you what keeps couples together. Being less nagging. You don't, like, it's hard to be on top of your man about shit, but don't nag him about shit.
Nag him.
If you, in your mind, if you feel like you're sounding like his mom or any authority figure in his life that he had to deal with as a child, then shut up. That's what you gotta do. So rule one is don't be nagging. And rule two is stay in shape. Like,
stay in shape.
Like, I like girls with a little meat on their bone, so you don't gotta be skinny, but you gotta be able to walk up a couple flight of stairs and not be like, whew, that was a lot. You need to be like, let's do this again. So be in shape, because women being in shape drives men to be in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we at? Three. Make sure you have good sex. Make sure you have good sex. This is you reading it too. Hold a grudge as long as he doesn't.
I don't even know what's up.
Yeah. No, I'm not moving on to this. I'm telling you how to keep a happy relationship. I'm in a happy relationship right now.
So I don't know.
My girl is great.
I'm super single. My bed's so cold, I go to sleep with a jacket on.
Some lonely shit.
I go to sleep with a jacket on.
That is fucked up. Ladies, Derek needs some love.
Bed is cold, ball. Cold bed. Like, the cool side of the pillow is freezing.
But why? Why, Derek?
I'm handsome for no reason. We went over this shit.
I know.
And the girls that I do want and that want me are so fucking far and don't like driving nowhere.
Let's see what the men's health has to talk about.
Let's hear this right now. This is probably gonna be more sensible, more logical.
Probably not. Men still, we full of shit too. What is this?
Already, we got a mouth on the front.
We got a mouth. Look at that. It's a pill in the mouth, but you're not focusing on
it. I see titties already.
That's all men's magazines are. There's titties. Titties and muscles and hot chicks. That's all it is. Oh,
and watches,
shit.
And watches.
The 10 best condoms. I am definitely reading this.
See that?
Look at this. Look at this. The 10 best condoms.
See that? You see how easy that is? The 10 best condoms. 10 ways, super secret ways to keep a relationship. 10 best
look at
condoms.
This. They telling you how to keep a relationship. Look at this. Look at this. It's a hot chick silhouette, sex MD. Look at this.
Yeah. She on her knees.
Look at this. I had a funny. I had something to say that's funny, but I wasn't, because I didn't want to offend anyone. The first brand you have is Trojan Ecstasy. Yeah. I don't use Trojan.
I've used. They aren't. They
you use them?
Yeah.
All right. I got to put this out there. I don't care. You're going to judge me. I don't use condoms.
Hilarious. You go raw dog when you beat it. I understand.
Yeah. This is fucking great. That's the way God intended sex to be. He didn't put a condom in a fucking garden with Adam and Eve.
I think condoms are sacrilegious.
You don't like condoms either. Condoms if you don't trust a person. If you're like, you know what? Look at this. Lifestyle X2. Right. Me neither. The greater sensitivity so you feel more. Just take it off. That's how you feel more. You want to feel more? Take it off. You want to feel the rain? Then don't go with a raincoat on. Mm-hmm. Go in naked. But that only encourages unprotected sex.
Because it's bad.
Look at this. I only encourage unprotected sex when you know and trust the person. If you don't trust the person, then don't fucking... Then
you trust them enough to sleep with them, but not trust them enough to bear a disease. I can understand that.
Look at this. Fuck that. Wrapping it up is not in my repertoire. This next one, let's see. Ecstasy, her pleasure. I thought she was already getting pleasure. She's having the dick inside her. That's her pleasure. But I guess it depends on the person. But I figured that would be the pleasure. The fact that I won't come quick.
Hilarious.
He reading fucking Facebook messages. You don't got no fans, nigga.
I know. I got a couple.
Dorex extra sensitive, super thin, feeling more. You see what they're leading to? Yeah. The next step would just be like the neck, the
it's
last.
Gonna be, it's gonna be.
It's an gonna be space. A box, and it's gonna be like fuck it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's gonna be a yeah.
They're gonna charge you. They're gonna charge you $50. It's gonna be an empty box, and it's just gonna be a vice. It's gonna be a fucking pamphlet in a condom box. It's gonna be no condoms. Condoms, but it's going to be a pamphlet to tell you how to walk you through the after feeling. Because when you have sex without a condom the first time, your mind goes through a series of shit. Everything your body goes through, you blame it on fucking on AIDS. You sneeze, you're like, I knew it. I knew I shouldn't have sex with her. I never sneeze like this. You saw how hard that sneeze was. You pee right after. It's like, I never used to pee on this type of angle. This is a 30 degrees angle. I'm used to peeing at a 90 degree.
In your mind, you think you itching? Anybody ever had that?
No.
In your mind, you think you...
No, I know that feeling. I know that feeling, but that's the next step. I guarantee you, that's what tin should be.
Empty
it
box.
Is like, just deal with it. Lifestyle skin? I've never heard of it before. Look at his skin. Look what they're leading to. Ladies, just be trustworthy so he can stick it in. Fellas, stop fucking around so you
can
just...
What's the next one?
Look at this. The next one is better.
What
is
that? Even... What is that?
I've never heard of this bitch with a seashell. In spiral.
A seashell. A fucking hermit crab shell in your dick.
I wouldn't trust these. I wouldn't trust these condoms. Because your advertisement is a bitch with some sort of sea creature shell.
Around her face.
Nah. So that's already alluding to the fact that you gonna catch something.
All right, bro, that's nice.
Look at this. And the condom looks weird.
Look at that.
Look
like a seashell.
Maybe this is a woman's condom. No, it's not a woman's condom. It's a men's condom.
You gotta get that at Whole Foods. Like, you gotta get that at the
It's an organic condom. You don't even have to throw it away. It disintegrates. Yeah. You take it off and it just let disintegrate.
Ain't no rat in that pack.
It ain't. Durex Performance. Let's see it. Climate control lubricant for longer lasting pleasure. I think they're on to something right there. I told Chris, because I don't know why we're talking about it, but I was like, when I used to have sex with condom on, I will go all night. I'm like, I'm the man. And then once you take that shit off, it's a whole different ball game, motherfucker. Yeah. It's a whole different animal. You go from, yeah, bitch, to, oh, I'm sorry. Give me a second. Fucking Durex. I don't trust Durex. I don't.
There natural go, lamb, man. Keep going.
Let's
got a lamb with a crown on it. Hilarious.
Look at this. It just don't, this look like a Arab comic, a condom. This is like something that Arabians wear over there on that shit. Fucking lamb. It comes with a gyro. Fucking condom comes with a gyro. Fucking combination chicken and lamb over rice. That was racist.
Yeah,
you give it our face. That was racist. What's this next one?
What do shepherds feel about that?
I don't know. Trojan Magnum, and it's twisted.
All right, next.
Look at this. You don't got nothing to say?
No.
Black people should be used to that.
Yeah, and it's twisted.
And it's twisted right now.
Trojan Magnum Twister. Okay.
And they give you a lot of condoms. You get 12, which is the standard.
The hell is that?
I don't trust it.
Kimono
micro thin, and it has a fish.
It's like a pack of gum.
Look at this. And it has a koi fish on the front. This is why the population, koi fish.
Oh,
that's
shit,
why the population in China is so fucking high right now. Because they're using kimono condoms. Like,
that's a koi.
Yeah. That is a koi fish right there. This is number 10. It's
like
supposed to be the.
Like, what is the fuck?
This is something your sensei wears.
Dojo edition. What the hell is that, dude?
Shit come with a kimono. That's what it is. It's a kimono, and it comes with a kimono.
That's the 10th one. So
it's a bamboo stick.
It's Aqualube.
That's the 10th condom.
America's thinnest latex condom.
I never. Look at this. Go back. Look at that. You see how easy that was, ladies?
Yeah. We got through all them topics.
Look at that.
We couldn't only get to three.
Let's see. Everything you need
the guy's
to know
to
about the pill.
Oh, shit. Hilarious.
Look at this. Y'all can't see this, so we just gotta keep talking. Your condom is on wrong. You ever put a condom on wrong? As an idiot, y'all do. Exercise for better sex. I guarantee you this is about sex. Look at this. Exercise for better sex. Boom. 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 Everything in men's health is about sex. Women, get to know your man. Get to know that he likes to have sex. What the fuck you need to do? That's how you attack. That's how you keep a healthy relationship. Understand that men are sexual. Like, at times, it's like, I want to know who you are, but I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Knowing who you are just makes me want to have sex with you more, but having sex with you makes me want to have sex with you more.
Yeah.
That's what turns a man on. The logic behind the workout. So you got to get the upper body strength. Building muscles for the shoulder, triceps, chest, back will make it easier to support your body weight for longer periods of time when you are on top and supporting her body weight during the move. Look at this. They attacking this shit.
They attack.
They're like, nigga, get your chest up So you can hold her up in the air.
Push-ups so you can... Yeah.
Flexibility. They want you to be flexible. Be flexible so you don't get a cramp. Look at this. I love this. Core power. Actually, a lot of people telling me, no matter what, like you got to have your core. You got to have your abs. I can't. It's going to take a while. Aerobic stamina. You definitely do some push-ups with that shit. Look at this. They got so many exercises to help you be better and better. Look at this shit. Ain't shit in here about politics, about feelings. Not at one point did I tap on, I clicked on something and said, get in touch with the inner man, learn your feelings. No, it just says, fuck bitches.
Yeah.
Fuck
these hoes.
You want to.
Men health means get these hoes.
You want to feel attractive? Fuck. Fuck women. That's how you feel attractive, by having sex.
That's great.
But that's, you know what? That's different. That's, oh shit, we got a couple minutes, but that shit just kicked in. They say, I don't know if researchers or scientists, but I heard this from more than five people, so that's my research. That a man, understands who he is at the age of 12, and he kind of gets okay with that, like physical, like his physical appearance, and he decides on if he wants to work on it or not. But you'll always keep working on it, but you get kind of comfortable with who you are as a man. At a young age, when women really don't. Even though women mature at 17, they still need outside validation. Yeah. Like, a man, you have your mom. Your mom, what is this white person yelling in the park for?
He's psycho.
Oh. Can you hear this yelling?
You crazy bum.
He yelling at the dog.
And the dog is about to...
That dog is like... Too. That dog is like...
Weird.
This is weird. This is New York. But even though women develop at 17, they still need like validation, like outside validation. And men, if you have a good mom, your mom make you feel like you're on top of the world.
Yeah.
Your mom was, yeah.
Since I was born.
Your mom, she makes you feel like you're handsome, everything, and your confidence is up there.
My grandmama was different. She told me I was ugly the first 12 years of my life.
Really?
She said I had to grow into my nose.
Your grandma's harsh. Your grandma was like, you weren't shit when you was younger. But you all right now. You something now. But that's what it is, man.
That's a way of showing me tough love. I thought that was pretty funny, though. Like, yeah. You know you ugly, right, Nick? You ain't gonna get no girls with that nose. Like, stuff like that. I'm like, oh.
She helped you out now. But having a good mom helps men. Yeah. That's why men's magazines are just so fucking just...
Because the writers had good moms.
The writers, the moms were there for them. Moms was like, you gonna be something in life. And if somebody don't like you, fuck them. Your women, when they sit down with their mom, they gotta drink coffee. Their mom will be like, talk to me. Oh, this is another rat. These rats are fucking big. I mean, I got ADD because of these fucking rats. Yeah, like, I can't stay on topic.
Because they not really trying to be discreet. They like out.
But these rats aren't even doing rat behavior.
They're squirrel behavior.
They literally are like fucking...
If I see a rat climb a tree, like I said, it's a rat.
Chase it. I'm pretty sure. Let it get close enough and chase it up to a tree. I guarantee you.
Rats ain't supposed to rats climb trees, climb a tree. Yo.
They got, though.
This is New York where the rats climb trees. Yeah, I only smelled it when he was dropped.
Yeah. Why does he smell like pee now? He's an undercover bum. The nigga got a bike and a fitted. I've never seen a bum with a fitted. Yeah.
It's traveling with him. And it's lingering.
I need to tell him. I need to hunt him down. I'm like, look, sir. You fucking reek. You reek. I think we're done. This was fun. I liked it. You had fun, Derek?
Yeah.
Hope the listeners had fun. I'm Derek. I'm not Derek Gaines.
Yeah, I'm Derek Gaines.
He's Derek Gaines. Tell them all your plugs. Give them how many names you call yourself now.
Well, I am Derek Gaines, the Cure, who is the Kodiak Bear, the number one Lindenwald's only hope, King Snotland. Anyway, Snotland is Lindenwald. But like I said before, make sure you keep listening in. There's funny people here, Monroe Martin, Chris Cotton, and myself. We're comedians on the hustle and the struggle. But let's have a good time on the way up, all right? So, hit me up on Twitter, Derek1Gaines, and Facebook, Derek Gaines, DereKGaines, the great boy.
He said it all. We're just up here. Like, if you can see, we're all over the place because that's how our minds work. We can sit here and try to map shit out for you on this podcast. But We kind of want you to feel like you're listening in on a conversation that we're just regularly having. Some days the podcast going to be excellent. Some days it isn't. But regardless of if it's excellent or not, we still going to try our hardest. And we're still going to do it. So you listen. We're trying to let you in on something. We're trying to let you in and on our lives and in the psyche. So that way you felt like you walked away and you know us and you went ahead. So when you hit us up on Facebook, it's like we never, like we knew each other for a long time. My name is Monroe Martin. You can find me on Facebook. Just type in Monroe Martin for third. That's what I am now. I'm going by that. I'm embracing that. Go on Facebook. I mean, go on Twitter. Same thing. Just type in at Monroe Martin the third. It's just the Roman numeral. It's not the third, but it's the Roman numeral three. And I'm just embracing the third. I feel like I said, it's the third time around. Third time's a charm. I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to do something with other people's lives. And that's what, yeah. So, have a good one. And thank you for listening.